If you feel you must, you can always call the show at 888-989-9811. Of course, you can always shove a scorpion down your pants, too. You decide. This is Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It is from a Brian.
Damn it, man.
Kind of a nice note. We are having fun, and I'm glad, according to Brian's note here, he understands that the fun is palpable. You can feel it. Over the idea of I've replaced alcohol with food and my appetite, and I've gained 5 pounds in 3 weeks. And one of the reasons that I do kind of almost every time point out I'm almost 5'11", 176 pounds, is because I don't want this to turn into something ugly, because for so many people, they are obsessed with weight.
Yeah.
And we want to remind everyone, we are joking around.
100%.
And you know, body dysmorphia and all of that stuff. Last night, it's kind of a highfalutin version of beef stroganoff. It is in the Rad Radio cookbook of, I believe, 2020. It's tornadoes of beef, which are sauteed and cut up chunks of filet mignon with sauteed onions and a sauce, but then I serve it over noodles as well. It's one of my wife's favorites, and I made it. I ate a whole bowl of it, and she gave me the, which I would not usually do.
How big was the bowl? Is it like a cereal bowl or a pasta bowl?
It was our usual pasta bowl serving, but I would usually eat half of that. But I ate the whole bowl.
So
and she gave me the wide-eyed look, and I said, hey, just so you know. And this was true. I said, since noon, when I got home, I have only had a leftover bowl of your chicken and dumplings and a Reuben sandwich before this.
Oh, my God.
And I think that was her reaction as well.
Just to clarify, how big are we talking when you say a normal pasta bowl? Because in my experience, a pasta bowl is a big bowl similar to a salad bowl where you put all your pasta in. Are you eating the whole bowl, or are you talking like a cereal bowl that you put pasta in?
I mean,
right? Because people do that.
Yeah.
I did that for years. I mean, I didn't have cash to be getting every type of bowl for every type of thing. So everything went into a cereal bowl, basically. But you've got salad bowls that are bigger than a pasta bowl, but a pasta bowl is bigger than a cereal bowl.
I don't know. To me, it's so obvious, I don't even know how to answer. It's the size of a medium-sized plate, not a large plate, but it's a bowl.
Okay, yep. All right.
Got it.
However you want to.
Oh, a noodle bowl. Okay.
A lot for Rob.
Brian wrote in and said, I can hear in Rob's voice that the fat jokes are not actually getting to him, and it's good to know. He's bigger than that.
Master of movies, I'm feeding you lies.
Not getting to me at all.
Twisting your brain for a really cool prize. Action adventure sci-fi comedy. Just take the film and you'll reign supreme. You're a movie master. Movie master.
We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. And everybody that wins the tickets is qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from Friday to have your tickets upgraded to the front row. Caller 18, hello, Vito.
Vito.
Are you going to pass the vote?
Sir Toe.
We're going to veto you.
Vito, are you there?
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
It's like the third.
Oh, there he is.
For real,
okay.
Dude.
What are you waiting for, dude?
He had to crawl to the phone.
Seriously. Vito, that's you? You there, Vito?
I'm here.
All right, you'll guess first. If you know the movie, you win. If not, we'll go to Daniel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And caller 20 is Roman.
Hola.
Hola.
Love your candles.
We are looking for a comedy film from 1988. This was a huge hit movie from 1988, somewhat related to the tickets you're trying to win. Hmm. Vito, what's the name of the movie?
Cool Runnings.
I mean, honestly, what are you going to say after that clip?
Daniel, do you know?
Ghostbusters? Oh.
And how about you, Roman?
Home Alone.
You lose.
Oh, man.
Does being home alone have to do? Do all foreigners live alone? As I said, it has something to do with the tickets.
Maybe they come here alone.
They're winning. So you're playing for foreigner tickets. So in this movie, Prince Akeem is the prince of a wealthy African country and wants for nothing except a wife who will love him in spite of his title. To escape an arranged marriage, Akeem flees to America. He's a foreigner in America. Mm-hmm. It stars somebody you may have heard of named Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Coming to America.
Arsenio Hall. And is Duh it? Is called Coming to America.
Yeah.
See?
Your Majesty. What are you doing here?
I love that movie.
I received your telegram. What is Akeem?
Darth Vader?
He went out.
Yes.
No.
So how was your flight?
It's Mufasa.
Flight this is CNN.
Oh. Your only job was to look after Akeem.
You have two more chances to win at 8 and 9 a.m. All right, I promised we would get to these emails. Big deal in the northern California, northern Nevada area. And big deal in the NBA as well. Last night were what we called the play-in games. The playoffs have not started yet in the NBA. First, we have to take they take 20 of the 32 teams in the NBA and give them a chance to be in the playoffs. Eventually, 16 of them will play down to the two who will play for the finals. That's why
they draw this out.
The playoffs are beginning now in the middle of April and will end in June. Because we got to play that many series.
Is that for real? Are you being comedic?
No, that is, but depending on how long each series goes, yes, it will go into June. Absolutely. So last night, the Golden State Warriors were at the Sacramento Kings at the Golden One Center. And the Sacramento Kings owned the Warriors.
Yeah,
it was never a game. And so we got quite a few emails. This one's from Robert.
Hey, Robert.
You may remember that Robert wrote in yesterday as a Warriors fan. He actually offered a bet. I said I wouldn't take a bet I don't believe in or care about because I, as a Kings fan, I'm ready for them to be done because of the way they finished. I think they need to retool in the offseason. Look, as I've said before, saying things like that doesn't make you a non-fan. I was rooting for the Kings last night. I just didn't believe in them. And I don't believe in them for the long haul. To look, if the Kings were to get to even if they were to get to the Western Conference Finals, that would be an extraordinary story after the season they've had and the way they finished. And it would be wonderful to see. And I think it's great for Sacramento and for the fans. I just don't see it happening. That doesn't make you a non-fan.
No.
That would be like us having a bad show.
Isn't that every day?
What? Us? No.
Hard to imagine. I mean, as I've said, our worst shows are better than everybody else's best shows. But I call the team in and I go, guys, we can do better. Does that mean I suddenly hate my own show, hate my team? No. That's ridiculous. So that's dumb.
I agree.
Kyle wrote in and said, let me be the first. I'm sorry. No. Robert wrote in and said, Kyle.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Let me be the first to congratulate you on your team's win.
Yeah.
Writing this as time is winding down. My Warriors are down by 19 with 5 minutes to go. Sacramento gets to light the stupid beam one more time.
It is stupid.
They have another chance to light the beam. The Kings will play on Friday night at the New Orleans Pelicans. The winner of that game will get into the actual playoffs. Sarah wrote in, and her email proves why women don't belong in sports. And or potentially millennials and Gen Zers, depending on which version she is. I am not an anti-generational guy. I don't believe the stereotypes. I think a third of millennials and a third of Gen Zers are the stereotype at most.
That's good news.
And that the overwhelming majority of them are too busy to need safe spaces and to be worried about pronouns and all these other things.
Trophies.
I have two millennials working in the other room that carry this show and this company at times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married to a millennial who is more experienced, more traveled, a lot smarter, and a lot more educated than I am, and mature as well. So give me a break on that. But whether it's women or generational, this is what I mean by Sarah. She said, I had no doubt the Kings were going to win. I'm so proud of them. They look so ready. Light the beam. That's all fine. No problem with that.
The whole opening sentence was wrong.
Huh?
What?
She said they look ready? I don't know, man. I had some doubts.
She says they looked ready tonight. They came out hard. I thought they looked great from the beginning. So I would look. That's an evaluation.
Okay.
That to me, that's not the issue. The issue is the next thing. As I said, Sacramento plays the New Orleans Pelicans. The New Orleans Pelicans on Friday.
In New Orleans?
In New Orleans. And that's who. And one of them will go home. One of them will go to the actual playoffs. Sarah writes, and I'll explain what this means. Let's hope Zion is out Friday and the Kings finish that game strong as well. That is such a loser mentality, and it drives me insane. Zion refers to Zion Williamson, who is the best player on the Pelicans and actually had the best game of his life last night against the Lakers. But with just over 3 minutes left in the game, he literally walked off the court into the tunnel, ending his night. Throughout the game, they were trying. TNT had the game. They were trying to figure out what's going on. They couldn't get us the actual answer. It has to do with this left leg injury that's been bothering him. In the end, the Pelicans lost to the Lakers. The Lakers are in the playoffs. They will be in the playoffs. They start Saturday against the Nuggets, the world champs. The Pelicans, as the losers, get their final chance against the Kings on Friday. One of them goes on to be in the playoffs. The idea that you want your team, the Sacramento Kings, to win by beating another team not at their best disgusts me.
Yeah, same.
Disgusts me. I want my team, whoever it is, the 49ers, I wish this show had competition. I wish there was something talented out there that we could say we're beating that. But there isn't, because nobody knows how to do radio anymore. I want the Niners. I want the Kings. I want the A's. If when the Kings go to New Orleans on Friday, I want Zion in the game, and I want the Kings to beat them with Zion. If they beat them without Zion, it still counts, but I ain't bragging about it because there's always that what-if factor. That's a stupid way to look at sports. Drives me goddamn nuts.
And it's even better if we do win with Zion because we've been swept by the Pelicans this whole year. They've won five out of the games that we played against them, and it would make me feel really good inside to know that we did that. But deep down a little bit, I am kind of excited that he isn't playing because it might be easier, and I know they're a tough team, and it's just kind of like this might get us into the playoffs. But then we'd have to probably play Oklahoma City after that, right? We go to the first seed if we win.
You got to go to which – I would have to go to the schedule, and then you got to who plays. Look, very difficult for the Kings if they get in. Of course, that's still better. You have a chance, et cetera. I just want to see the Kings get in by beating the best at their best.
Well, and I hope – I mean, this is what I've heard anyway with true champions, the athletes – the Kings want to play the best, too.
Yes.
They're not sitting there hoping he's out.
No, that is true.
They want to know they won the team, and it was the tough team, as opposed to, well, of course you won. He wasn't in the game.
I mean, if you beat the Lakers without LeBron, or without both LeBron and Anthony Davis, really, you're going to brag about that?
Exactly.
A high school team could do that.
Yeah. Yep. No, Don, you bring up a good point, because then it's a confidence boost knowing that you beat a harder team and you're at that level and moving on in the playoffs. That's a good mindset to have.
Look, if they are of normal mindset of professional athletes, they get on that bus after they beat the Pelicans without Zion in the game. Somebody on that bus does mutter, would we have won if Zion was there?
Exactly. And now you question your next team.
And that's the opposite of exactly what Kyle's describing, which is what we want as fans. No Name Email says, all I have to say is screw Kyle.
Oh, what?
I am not a basketball fan, nor do I have a team. But here I am, this is at 9:04 p.m., waiting to see the damn beam be lit. It's past my bedtime. There's a whole quarter left, but I'm going to watch just so I can see the damn beam. And it was, in fact, lit last night.
Why are they mad at me?
Because you encourage it. You love it. So you got them to want to see it.
And stay up past their bedtime.
You're welcome.
Can you see it from everywhere? Like, you know where I live. If I stayed awake at that time, would I be able to see it?
I've never tried from where I live, which is far away from where you live, relative speaking to the area. I don't think it's that far.
Knowing where you lived on in relation to downtown, I think you could, like, maybe on a really clear night, but it would be so small.
You know, I have to stand on my roof?
Yes.
You know what? Oh, God damn it. I can't believe I've never thought of this now that you mentioned that. Okay, now the Kings have to win Friday night because I'm not up. I didn't stay up for the end of this game last night. It was
me
clear
neither.
They were going to win. But, I mean, we have a clear view of downtown Sacramento.
Yeah, you're like where rich people are, up on a mountain.
And I've never checked. Can we see it?
You look down on the valley.
Yeah, as I should.
Oh, you should.
Have a beam party.
I also live in a house that's really high above it. Yeah.
Kyle has a great idea.
Beam party. You barbecue and make food, and it'll be beam themed, and then we stay up and we watch the beam.
Listen, your house is so big, you could have that party and just go to bed. And you wouldn't be bothered.
Kyle, it's going to be a BYOF. Bring your own food, because Rob's going to eat all of his own food.
Yeah, actually, I can't host a party. I have to go to my first Eaters Anonymous meeting.
I'm proud of you. Dogs.
All right. I mentioned there was a reason that I didn't want to just skim past this story, and this is one of many we got. This email is from Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
He says, I saw Rob's post on Insta last night, and I immediately turned on the Sacramento Kings game, even though I don't care about basketball. And it took less than 5 minutes following Rob's instructions on his post to spot Dawn's hubby, Gary.
Oh, my sweet baby.
And Pops, that's Dawn's father-in-law, sitting there in amazing seats enjoying the game. This is going to seem strange, but it's yet another amazing thing about your show. The smallest thing, like Rob posting a Where's Waldo about Gary at a game, turned into the funnest night for the wife and I. We kept yelling out, there they are, even when it was just Gary's arm or the sleeve of Pop's plaid shirt.
Oh.
And so I told my wife that we had to watch the game, especially in the beginning, and Gary had told me exactly where they were sitting, and immediately we were able to pause the TV and go, see? There it is. And we did the same thing for about 30 minutes. The game was so ridiculous. I gave her a break after 30 minutes. I'm like, the Kings look great. I'll watch the end when I go to bed. But we were doing the same thing. I'm like, oh, there it was again. She's like, what? Oh, where? And I rewound it, and there's Gary's arm sitting on the armrest with his watch, but you can see his shirt.
Oh, my sweet baby.
The reason I bring it up is, I'm going to tell the story in a different way, but I'm going to tell it during the Mix Pick Sports Show, which we do every morning at 10 a.m., Steve Mickelson and I. Obviously, we'll go over the NBA and NHL playoffs. Those are the big stories right now. But this is one of the things that Steve and I share in terms of our love of sport. And the thing that sports can do to bring people and families together. And Steve's going to eat this story alive. I got a text yesterday afternoon from Gary while we were, of course, playing via text message, cell phone, billiards.
All the time.
And said that he texted me that he had gotten a wild hair and he had gotten tickets to take his dad to the Kings Warriors game last night. I know that Pops, the basketball is his favorite sport, as I understand it.
Loves it. It is on constantly all the time. We get him that NBA package or whatever.
The league pass.
Whatever. Yeah. It is by far he loves football, but nope. If he had one sport to watch the rest of his life, he'd pick basketball.
And he loves both. His two teams are the Warriors and the Kings.
He grew up in Oakland. So as a kid, he has those memories, but then as you get a little, I think did he move to the Sacramento region maybe at like 9 or 10 or something like that? So then he took on the Kings.
And we allow him to do whatever he wants because he's Pops.
Yeah.
When it comes to being a sports fan. And so in that same text, Gary told me that Pops didn't know that they were going to be sitting in the second row next to the King's bench, between the King's bench and the scorer's table. Didn't know. He told Pops they were going to the game, but he didn't know how great the seats were.
So Pops was so excited. I'm like, yeah, I'm so happy for you. And he starts naming off these players he's never been able to see in person, right? And I'm terrible at secrets. I'm terrible at surprises. And I just naturally was like, oh, my God, and you'll be right there. And he's like,
No.
He's like, I will. I'm like, well, yeah, the way I just totally seamlessly. I'm like, the way that place is set up, it's whoa,
okay. Right,
no matter where you are. Ooh. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool.
So,
thank God.
So I got that message, and my first thought was just what a privilege it is to be this man's best friend. I mean, Gary is just such an extraordinary guy. But then Dawn already killed me live on the air like usual. Pops was so excited he called Gary's sister to tell her, and in that phone call was when Gary learned for the first time, as you did a few minutes ago before I wanted to tell you, that Gary's dad had never been to a basketball game.
No
way.
So his first NBA game is with his son in a playoff game in the second row next to the King's bench at a game where the Kings dominate the Warriors and go on in an incredible game to watch. I don't know how that stuff doesn't give you the chills. And these are the things that if a lot of father sons can relate to this. If you have certain sports, I know that, again, Steve Mickelson has his own stories, Steve will just be like, I can't believe this is just so amazing. And we did get an email after all of this from Michael, who also saw my Instagram post, and he said, seeing Gary's courtside seats convince me that Dawn lives in as big a house as Rob does.
No, mm-hmm. not even close. Yeah. I swear to God, it's a normal neighborhood. That's why we can afford those tickets.
Yeah, tickets are like what, $1,200, $1,500
Up, Simba, up.
Up. That's right. It was a play-in game. So we're talking $2,500 probably.
By the way, you could find out. You could find out easily if you care about the cost of the tickets. But to me, honestly, the corny thing to say. Regardless of Dawn lying about her status in life.
Oh my God, I'm not lying about that. We live in a normal house.
Experience, that whole thing is literally priceless.
You
cannot put a price on it.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.